Action Park Media.
You're on the aisle seat, the go-to place for New York Islanders hockey talk.
Welcome aboard the Aisle Seat Podcast, powered by Action Park Media. Mike Carver here with you. The New York Islanders force a seventh game Friday night down in Tampa against the Lightning after a 3-2 win at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum on Wednesday night. Overtime, Bo does the job. An absolutely wild scene. We talk about all that and get ready for Game 7 right here. You know where to listen, as always. iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, everywhere that podcasts are found, you can find the Aisle Seat. Thanks, as always, YesMenOutfitters.com. Devin's got all the gear right there as the Islanders continue their playoff push. Everything you need, YesMenOutfitters.com. And Devin did an unbelievable job. I mean, his piano man on the roof of YesQ1. Legendary stuff. So Devin just getting it done in all facets with the orange tent, with the ambulance, with YesMenOutfitters.com. Amazing job. So, speaking of amazing, that's where we lead now to the scene on Wednesday night at the Nassau Coliseum. 3-2, the Islanders force the seventh game on Friday night down in MLA in Tampa. And let's talk about the game, which really had so many twists and turns. Edge of your seat type of stuff, a tremendous hockey game played on both sides. And for me, in the early going, obviously Islanders get down 1-0. The Braden Point goal, guy's just completely ridiculous. He scores every game. I don't even know what to say at this point with Braden Point. He's just that good. He's carried the Lightning. But as I sat there in the Coliseum, the 5-on-3 in the second period that the Islanders got, when it ended and the Islanders didn't score, and then Tampa goes down the other way and makes it 2-0. The immediate thought in my head, and I'm sure many of yours, was that is going to be the spot that we mark down and say that's where, unfortunately, this thing is coming to an end. But no, no, no. A massive goal by Jordan Eberle before the end of the period. So huge on so many levels because it gave you life. Okay, getting into that locker room at 2-1 instead of 2-0 was huge for the players. It was huge for the crowd. It was huge for everything that was going on. That Eberle goal, and it also broke a 12-0 schneid because the Lightning were working on the last two goals in Game 4, the 8 goals on Monday in Game 5, and then the first two goals on Wednesday in Game 6. They had a 12-goal run in this series. And the Islanders finally break that with the Eberle goal late in the second. Gets it to 2-1. Gets the life back in the building. Gets the life back on the bench. Gets the life back going everywhere. And that carried you into the third. Islanders had a bunch of really good chances. And then the Scotty Mayfield snipe. And I was at the game. I didn't get a good look at it from where I was. But when I got home and watched the replay of it, geez. I mean, a goal scorer's goal for Mayfield. Getting it right up there in the top. He found the one slither of light that Vasilevsky was giving him, and he stuck it. And Scotty scored a couple of goals like that in the past. I mean, this is it is. He's got a little bit of offensive skill to him. Like, look, he's not the guy you want, taking a penalty shot in a big spot. But Scotty Mayfield's got himself a little bit of a blast there, and he picked it, and he ties the game at 2. That was with just under 9 minutes left to go in the third period, killing the penalty. With under 5 minutes to go. Massive. Massive as well. The Martin penalty happened right in front of me. It was a penalty. And then I looked afterwards and saw that maybe it wasn't. It looked like maybe the stick was lifted into his own face and that Matty maybe shouldn't have gotten the gate for that. But either way, it happens. It happens. And the Islanders kill it off. A great penalty kill. And then heads the momentum into the locker room for the overtime. And another fast overtime. And this isn't just the Islanders. This is like the playoffs in general. It's been really bizarre how all these overtimes end so fast. And the Islanders do it again. End it quick. Get it done. Anthony Beauvillier. And how do they do it? On a turnover. Islander hockey. Just an awful play by Tampa in their own end. And Bo gets rid of it fast. Because that guy's tough to beat. And those are the type of plays that you need to beat that guy. Didn't know it was coming. Bo got it, and it was gone. Bang. Under the bar and in. And the mayhem ensued. Bo wins it on a turnover. Just a massive effort by this team, showing you the heart again that they continue to show now for a couple of years. I mean, they got it. And now they've put themselves in a spot in a Game 7 on a Friday night, which is everything that you can ask for. And one more on the game before we get to the barn itself, which was just I don't know if words can describe the atmosphere in that place on Wednesday night. But one more from the game with Scotty Mayfield, of course, is the Kucherov nonsense. So now you have this situation where Kucherov, of course, left the game. Now, did he leave the game because of the Mayfield cross-check? Did he leave the game because of trying to hit, I believe it was Barzell on the other end of the ice, and he kind of missed him? Because that was after the cross-check. Everybody keeps pointing to the Mayfield cross-check. Well, Kucherov seemed pretty fine when he went to the other end and tried to hit Barzell. Either way, Kucherov out, and I'm not shedding any tears for that guy, especially after he tried to two-hand Pageau on an empty net last year, breakaway. The guy took the two-hand and tried to basically take his wrist off. So I will never shed a tear for that guy. And here's another great one, which I believe Arthur Staple of The Athletic pointed out on Thursday. Kucherov probably screwed himself because he does so much diving that when he went down on that cross-check, which you guys all know, that's a standard two-minute penalty. I mean, it was a two-handed cross-check right into him. And if it wasn't the first minute or two of the game, and if it wasn't a guy who's fallen down on the ice on his own quite a bit, maybe Kucherov gets that goal. But didn't happen. But the Kucherov nonsense is ridiculous. They played plenty of games with him this year. They had a 2-0 lead after he was out of the game. So I don't want to hear these people crying. And I'm kind of surprised the tears that flow down in Tampa. I mean, I expect it from Boston and Pittsburgh. But, man, the tears flow down there, too. Jeez. Another tough scene on Thursday listening to these people whine. But too bad, so sad. We have a Game 7, and let's talk about the building. I thought about it on Thursday. Where does that game rank, you know, in terms of me personally? And you guys could, you know, think about it yourself if you were in the building that night. Where does that game rank in terms of games you've been to in the Collie? And I think I do put it at the top. It's absolutely number one for me in my lifetime. I know the older Islander fan, as we've discussed plenty of times on this show, they've seen bigger things happen in that place. For me, that was the biggest win they've ever had there. It was the craziest atmosphere I've ever been to. It was everything that you expected. Out of all the talk that's been about the Nassau Coliseum for the last couple years and the old barn and how crazy it gets, I mean, it lived up to every single ounce of it on Wednesday night. I mean, the energy was in the air. It was outside the building before the game. It was in there during it. It was there after it. It was there pillar to post. Just an unbelievable scene. And then when Beauvillier scores, and the beer cans, which clearly became a point of discussion on Thursday, I personally didn't get it. I've never seen anything like it before from a team that's won. I got hit with a couple of them myself personally. You're in such a euphoric moment that you kind of shrug it off. But I did take a couple of pretty good shots of full cans of beer whacking me down there where we were. But, hey, it was just an absolute madhouse. And if that's, and I don't think that that's going to be the last game in there. But if it was, I mean, damn, you can't ask for any more than what you got that night. They gave you everything. Everything you could want from going to a sporting event. You got it on Islanders Lightning Wednesday night in the Game 6 in the Stanley Cup Final Semis. The only thing that's going to beat a night like that is if they have themselves a big shiny cup that they're holding around on the ice afterwards. That's the only thing that's going to top that night. That's how good and special that place was. We talk about moments, waiting for, you know, having moments in that place. I mean, you got a moment for a lifetime in there on Wednesday. You're going to talk about that one for a long time. They really will, man. That was insane. Absolutely insane. But the building did the job, man. The fans did the job. The team did the job. Absolute all heart from the Islander players, from the Islander fan base. And I think there's going to be another game in there next week. But, man, they weren't letting that place close. It just wasn't happening with the kind of energy that was in there. So now let's get to what's the task at hand. And that is Friday night, a Game 7 in Tampa against the Lightning. And here's how I'm kind of looking at this game. As far as I'm concerned, the pressure is all on the Tampa Bay Lightning Friday night. It just is. They have not played an elimination game in 2 years since they got swept by Columbus in 2019. They played 4 series in the bubble last summer/fall. Never faced elimination in any game that they played in. They have played this entire playoff. Have not faced any game with elimination until Friday night. Now, that's a Stanley Cup winning team. I'm not telling you that they're going to be, you know, quote unquote, you know, not ready for it or rattled or any garbage like that. That team's pros, man. They're going to be ready to play. But there is something to be said that they have not been in this big of a spot where their season can end. They have played from ahead for the last year. Okay? Because we're still under a calendar year that the Tampa Bay Lightning have won all of these playoff games. Under a calendar year. 4 rounds in the bubble, 2 rounds here, and now 3 games against the Islanders. So I do think the pressure is squarely on Tampa at home, looking to repeat. They were up 3-2 in the series. They had a 12-0 goal streak in the series. And now they're in a do-or-die with the New York Islanders in their place on Friday. And I think this is a spot where the Islanders get to play loose. This is a spot where Trotz will tell them, you know, the whole spiel. Nobody expects you guys to be here. They can't believe you forced another game. Go make it happen. And I think that a couple guys on Tampa are going to be holding the sticks a little tight. Now, Vasilevsky, and these numbers you could give or take. I mean, honestly, you could throw them through the wall. It's in the past. You know, this is the now that we're living in. He's 0-2 in Game 7s. So you take with that with what you will. It's been quite a few years since he's played in one, but he's 0-2 in Game 7s. The last time the Tampa Bay Lightning were in a Game 7, they lost. Who was the coach on the other side? That would be Barry Trotz when he was with Washington in the 18 Eastern Conference Finals. Trotz looking to do duplicate what he did that year. Down 3-2, win a game 6 at home, go to Tampa for a game 7, and then go to the Stanley Cup final. Pretty good karma and history right there. So what do the Isles need? You know, this is going to take more than sunshine and rainbows. We know that. Here's a couple things for me. I think that these are the two things for the Islanders that absolutely... there's a third. We know what the third is. Let's throw the easy one out. They got to stay out of the box. We already know this. Okay, they did a pretty good job of it on Wednesday night. They got the kills when they needed to get them. They cannot allow this team to operate on the power play. They just can't do it. We've seen it all series. They score a billion goals on the power play. That is as cliched and as you know, hard-hitting analysis as it's going to get right there. You can't allow that team to have power plays. So that's number one. Number two for me, no cheapies. No cheapies from Varley, who has been very good. Second most wins by an Islander goaltender all time now in the playoffs. How about that? 2 years for Varley. And there's a lot of games he did not win. Think about that for a minute. Varley's got 18 wins, which is the second most for an Islander goaltender in the team's history, the franchise history. He's got that. And he didn't play the 4 wins against the Penguins this year, the Game 7 against the Flyers last year, a bunch of games where Varley didn't play, and he's still second all-time in Islander wins in 2 years. So that's pretty cool, but no cheapies. No cheapies. We know that he's had a couple in the playoffs, early goals, Penguin series, Boston series. No cheapies. Do not make them work for everything that they are going to get. And the third for me is, and the Islanders have had a very mixed bag in this series of who has scored the goals. There hasn't been one line that has really outshined another one. Their goals have all come from different places. But if there's one guy that they need on Friday night, and he has not been there for them in this series, he's been very quiet. He's not been very noticeable. But he has the history of being the eliminator. And that's Brock Nelson. The Islanders need a big moment from Brock Nelson on Friday night. He scored the most goals in elimination games in the entire league in the last 5 years. He has been very quiet in this series. They need a big moment from Brock on Friday night down in Tampa. They get a big moment from Brock, they're going to win this game. You can write that down. I think they're going to win the game anyway. Let's just get to that too. The Islanders are going to win on Friday night. There's something special going on here. There just is. They're going to beat this team. They've come this way. Like, it's all just kind of crazy how it's all kind of been woven together and the moments that's gone on in the last few weeks. They're going to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning on Friday night. I just feel that way. I even felt it when they lost 8-0 on Monday. I said, they're just going to find a way to do this. It looked pretty bleak when they were down 2-0 on Wednesday night. But there's just something happening here. And they'll write another chapter with a big Game 7 win on the road and head to the Stanley Cup Final. That's it. I gave you the reasons why I think they're going to get there. Who's going to be the guys that help them get there? They're going to get it done. They're going to beat Tampa. Tampa's due to lose one of these. They just are. I mean, they've won 12 games in a row after a loss in the playoffs. That stuff don't last forever either. It's time for Tampa to go down one notch here. They won the cup last year. I know I banged that drum. That's going to be a very difficult task for them to pull off, win it 2 years in a row. It is monumental. This is why we don't see teams win back-to-back. It is very, very difficult to do it. I've only seen it once in the last 20 years. I mean, those 2 years that the Penguins won in 16 and 17. It is a very, very monumental task. And sometimes you just don't get the breaks, you don't get the bounces, you don't get this. Tampa's losing Friday. They're losing Friday. And whatever happens on Friday, and I'm not even doing this right now. Well, this is a discussion for another day. The ride that this team has taken you on now for the last two, really 3 years. It started that year they swept the Penguins and lost to Carolina. And it's since Barry's been here, we know this. The ride that this team has taken you on for 3 years, it's absolutely ridiculous. And they paid you back here this year because they had that great run in the bubble and everybody couldn't really enjoy it together because of COVID. You didn't have games at the Coliseum or you didn't have games to watch it. You know, all packed into the offside tavern or packed into meetup places all across the country. We didn't have any of that. So the Islanders said, all right, well, we'll get you back to that spot. And not only have they taken you back to that spot, they've now gone you a step further, a game further. And they're 5 wins away from the big prize. This is the biggest Islander hockey game since 1984 on Friday night. The absolute biggest. They have not played a game of this magnitude since they were trying to win 5 in a row against the Oilers in 84. Everybody loves that 93 team. They didn't get this close. This group right here, this is the second greatest group in Islander franchise history. I know it ain't saying much because you have one group that won 4 cups and nobody's ever going to come anywhere close to accomplishing that. But that 93 team was always looked at as so beloved by the fan base, and it should. This group has gone above and beyond that now. They are on the doorstep, and they just got to kick it down on Friday. They're 1 game away from the Stanley Cup Final, and they will get it done. Islanders win 4-3 on Friday night, and the eliminator Brock Nelson gets involved. 4-3, and next week, we could be talking about the Islanders in the Stanley Cup Final against either Montreal or Vegas. Man, that would be something else. So get yourself ready. Strap yourself in. A lot of you are going to be a nerve-wracking Friday as you're either listening to this, doing your normal routine, getting through work, and you'll be counting the minutes and the hours all the way up until 8:20 p.m. on Friday night. This is why you watch. Game 7 with your team having a chance to go play for the cup. Enjoy it, guys. This don't happen often. Enjoy every moment of it. Wherever you're going to be on Friday night, take it all in, baby. Because this is something special. Enjoy the game. Islanders will win Game 7. I will talk to you guys after it. My thanks, as always, to the good people at Action Park Media. Always doing a tremendous job. My thanks to Devin, YesMenOutfitters.com. Get the gear there. Another splendid, as I mentioned at the top of the show, rendition of Piano Man on the Roof of the SQ1, which I believe I tweeted out on the ILC podcast account if you'd like to go check that out. What a ride. And it's going to keep going. Mike Carver, ILC Podcast. I'll talk to you guys later.